If I tap into what personally changed me in this course, there's only one thing I can say, which is I met my wife here. And in fact, it was the very first session with George Ulrich. We were out in the courtyard and he was inviting us to make provocative statements, whatever, you know, it was some kind of session, you know, that was interactive. And then Gary Van Gulik was standing next to me and she put her hand up and I went, for some reason, I just put her hand down and said, "You're going to say the same thing I want to say." Which it turned out to be true, but that was the beginning of, you know, our flirting and so on. And so 20 years later, both of us are working in human rights still. So it's a romantic story, but it's very related actually to my activism because Gary and I, you know, we connected because we are both driven by a very fierce desire to promote human rights. And, you know, a couple of things I think are important there. One is our belief that human rights is an important part of social change. There's many ways to work for social justice and social change. I think what also was very important in meeting Gary is that she's someone who, not being Jewish, recognizes the Holocaust. And I'm Jewish and my family are Holocaust survivors. So being seen by her was a really important part. And also, what I've learned from meeting Gary in the context of this course was she's a deep level of empathy and compassion. Particularly for animals. So she did her thesis on the importance of, you know, cultivating our empathy for animals, not just humans. And I'd grown up in the west of Ireland where you kind of have to repress those things. So both this course and Gary together made me rediscover the empathy and compassion that I have inside me. And I guess, you know, the work I do now is actually trying to expand human rights beyond just legal frameworks and to actually the work of what I would say making compassion common sense. So I think there's a sort of circularity in that from that moment.